welcome to the Multimedia Man podcast number 5. I'm Brian Kluger, and I'm joined with the two Conway twins, Adam and Andrew Conway. I think we lost Mark Chaffardini and Gotti to some unknown monster in the house, but we'll miss them. We are going to talk about, this is our On Our Radar segment. We've done this before with films coming out, indie films coming out on our radar, where we told you films to look out for through the end of the year, and we're going to do this with actors and actresses to look out for what movies they're in and to keep their eye out, because we think these actors and actresses are award-worthy and just excellent all around. So here it is. I'm going to pass it over to Mr. Adam Conway.
Adam? Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, so this is On Our Radar, actors and actresses. We'll do a couple of each. I'll start off with an actress on the rise. She stars in the TV show Suburgatory. Her name is Jane Levy, and she broke out big this year with her role in Evil Dead.
She was amazing in Evil Dead.
She was really good.
She was the best thing about that part.
She was also in Shameless, the first season of Shameless. She played Lip's girlfriend. Was the what's that the dirty family that they're kind of friends with?
Yeah,
it's played by another actress now, because I think Jane Levy went to go
work on Suburgatory.
Yeah, but yeah, I love Jane Levy. She's awesome. If you haven't seen the new Evil Dead, she is phenomenal in that movie.
And she's also in a movie called Fun Size, playing like the sidekick, which she was great in. But yeah, she's going to break out pretty big this year, so just check her out.
Sweet.
Then I also have, this is kind of an older actor, but he's been like waiting in the wings. His name is Luke Evans.
Yay, Luke Evans.
He was like in Clash of the Titans, and he was also in a couple other smaller movies. And he's going to be in the next Hobbit movie coming out this Christmas. And then he also is attached now to be the next Crow, and also to be Dracula in Dracula Year Zero. So there's big movies in his future.
Dude, Crow, I can't believe that's finally being remade again.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
Well, it was
supposed
to be Bradley Cooper, but I guess Bradley Cooper dropped out, and Luke Evans fortunately got the part.
And poor James O'Barr is just sitting, still... yelling at comic book conventions. We love you, James O'Barr. All right.
And we also have another actor by the name of Sam Claflin, who's a couple minor parts like in Snow White and the Huntsman, who is going to break out in this year's Hunger Games, and he is going to be, becoming... They're thinking of him as the next big thing. He was also...
the next big Casper Van Diem?
Hopefully not the next big Casper Van Diem. But yeah, he is one guy to look out for. And someone who kind of already has a pretty elaborate filmography, but she is starring in Kick-Ass 2, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh yeah.
She's
Carrie.
And she has Carrie coming out, and like she's been making like movies since she was like 7.
Yeah. And she's really good too.
She's really, really good. But she's gonna have a breakout year with Carrie coming out. They push it to prime time because they know it's gonna do good, like in October, to scare people, because they said they pushed it back to add more scares, which is always a good thing, with a horror movie, obviously.
Sweet.
I also have Nicholas Holt, who was supposed to break out, with Jack the Giant Slayer, but not so much, but he'll be seen again in X-Men Days of Future Past, and he was also... in A Single Man, and he was also, in the original About a Boy, which is becoming a TV show. So, but he is an actor to look out for. He was also in the UK series called Skins.
Oh, yeah.
And that show actually, had a lot of people came out of that show, to future big careers, like Dev Patel, who was in Something Like a Millionaire.
Sweet.
So those are some of the actors I think you should watch out for. You guys have any others?
Yeah, I've got a few. I'm going to start out with an actor named Omar Sy, who you probably have not heard of unless you've seen a movie called The Untouchables, which is an amazing, amazing
really
movie. Omar Sy has just been cast in the new X-Men film as Bishop. Bishop, right?
Yes.
Yes. Omar Sy is an awesome, he's an African, is he African-American or is he French?
He might be French.
Yeah. Pick up Untouchables, find it, rent it, see it.
Definitely
it's an amazing
movie.
And he's so charismatic. He's going to be awesome in X-Men. Look out for Omar Sy. Miles Teller. Miles Teller was just, you can see him now in the new movie, The Spectacular Now. You could have seen him in 21 and Over.
He was also the college student in Project X.
Yeah, Project X. He is just, he might not be like the hottest new actor out, but man, that kid has so much charisma. He's hilarious. He's witty. He's confident. And he can sell a movie 100% of the time. He is amazing. Look out for Miles Teller. Look out for those movies and see Spectacular Now. Also, Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller was in
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Perks of Being a Wallflower. He played the gay kid. And he was in We Talk About Kevin, where he played a very scary and creepy role. Ezra Miller is an excellent actor. I want more from him.
You should also check him out in City Island. He was hilarious.
I haven't seen that. He's good in that?
It's great. It was Andy Garcia, like, you know, directed it and wrote it and starred in it. It was phenomenally underrated film.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta see that. Another Perks of Being a Wallflower alum is Logan Lerman. He was the main kid in Perks of Being a Wallflower, and he's also in Hunger Games, right?
No, he's in Percy.
Percy.
And
That's
he was
right.
actually up for Spider-Man, but lost out to Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, I like Andrew Garfield, but Logan Lerman's excellent.
And you can see him also next in Aronofsky's Noah.
Yeah, that's right.
He's one of the sons, so.
Check out Logan Lerman. And then my female, Shailene Woodley, who is also in The Spectacular Now, who is a girl next door, beautiful woman. She, what else has she been in besides Spectacular Now?
She was in The Descendants.
That's right, Descendants.
She was
the
on
real
the
hot girl.
The TV
show,
The Secret Life of an American Teenager.
But we won't really talk about that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She is going to be breaking out next year because she's getting her version of the Hunger Games type series called Divergent.
She's actually got two big series.
And then she's also going to be Mary Jane in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Not, they cut out two, but she'll be back in
three. Yeah,
so she's definitely on the rise.
Shailene Woodley.
Sure.
That's good. Those are my actors and actresses on my radar. What about Andrew?
I have a few actors, actually. But mine are more focused on TV stars kind of trying to break into the movie stream. And the first I'm going with, they always talk about all the actresses from the show Girls, but the guy named Alex Karpovsky, one of the male leads on this show, who's slowly starting to break into the movie scene. He's actually directed a few indie features, and he's got Woodpecker, Trust Us, and This Is All Made Up. And he's actually going to be acting in Inside Llewyn Davis, the new Coen Brothers movie.
Which one is he in Girls?
He is the one that owns the coffee shop.
Yes. He was at Video Fest last year with
his
movie.
Yes.
He's an amazing
guy.
He's
got two indie films he's directed that he's got out right now.
And he was in Mike Birbiglia's Sleepwalk With Me.
He was in Sleepwalk With Me, Mike Birbiglia. He acted in that film. And so he is definitely one to watch. I think he's got everything to bring him to the next level.
He's good. He's good stuff. And he's not only an actor; he writes and directs.
Yeah. So he's definitely an indie
multi-talented
favorite.
Guy.
He had two films in the indie circuit this last year as well. So he's definitely one to keep an eye on for sure. And the next is an actor, James Wolk. He's a great actor, but he's had a lot of shows that have not gone well for him. He was the lead in Lone Star, which lasted two episodes.
Sad.
On Fox. He played a love interest on Happy Endings, a great great comedy that got canceled, and he was actually on Mad Men
recently as Ben.
And who's remarkable. He's actually got another show, which I don't know if it's going to do well, coming out with Robin Williams on TV, The Crazy Ones with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
So he's
going to
be one of
the audience actually, the pilot tested really well, so they're actually shooting more stuff with him.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, so I feel like he's about to break out. He's not younger, but he's definitely one that he's got the image and the face, and he's definitely one that should. He's got everything in place. He just needs to find that perfect role to get him to the next level. And then another guy along the same lines as him is James Badgdale.
I like James Badgdale.
He was in a small or a series called Rubicon, and he's had small roles. He's building his resume. He's had small roles in Lone Ranger and World War Z, and
as well as Iron Man
3.
He's actually Iron Man 3 as well. And he's got the big high profile Parkland about the JFK assassination coming up as well. And so I feel he's one of those guys that is going to be a leading man soon.
Yeah, James Badgdale, if you don't know who that is, look him up and you'll say, like, yeah, he's been in.
I've seen that guy in a few things
recently.
I don't know.
He actually was almost Bruce Willis' son in the new Die Hard.
That's true.
Jay Courtney.
They took it with Jay Courtney.
Yeah, so he lost out to Jay Courtney, unfortunately. But yeah, those are the guys that I'm. That are on my radar, and we'll see what happens with them.
Sweet, man. Sweet. Well, is that all?
That is it.
That is it. Well, that is on our radar. Check out those actors and actresses. And thanks for listening to the Multimedia Men.
Oh, yeah.